Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
The Gentile captivity / the Gentile exile. I showed you the last time the Gentiles' pretext coming from Deuteronomy chapter 28. Let me state some facts, some established facts. In Revelation 11:18, it is said the nations were angry. The nations refer to the nations of the Gentiles. The Gentiles were angry. The anger of the Gentiles became, not the anger, but in anger, the Gentiles became a law unto themselves. Romans chapter 2 verse 14 says, these are a law unto themselves. The these is a reference to the Gentiles, alias white people. 2 Peter 2 verse 22, this is said of the Gentiles, turned from the holy commandment delivered to them. I've read that holy commandment, which was delivered to the Gentiles, in recent days. So the nations of the Gentiles were angry. Psalm 37 verse 12 says, plotteth against the just. The wicked is a reference to the Gentiles, and the just is a reference to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Daniel 9:9, the Gentiles' word is recorded. The record says, the Gentiles have said, we have rebelled against him. They have rebelled against the words concerning God, which I've read recently on this program. So they, the Gentiles, conspired to move against the words concerning the Lord God, and they conspired to move against the holy commandment delivered to them, and they conspired to move against the Lord and his people. In Proverbs 1, verses 12 through 14, the Gentiles have said, it is recorded in the book of the AVB, they have said, come with us. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. Let us swallow them up alive. Let us, the Gentiles, swallow them, the Lord and his people, up alive as the grave, and hold as those that go down into the pit. What happened? People found themselves in the pit, which is the absolute worst. But back to the statement, Proverbs 1, verses 12 through 14, they said, we shall find all precious substance. Come with us. We shall fill our houses with spoil. This is a call to conspiracy. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. As a result, the Gentiles joined together in a conspiracy to overcome and kill the Lord and his people. Black people, the people of God, found themselves in the pits, a very bad condition, and the absolute worst. Revelation 18, verses 12 through 13, gives a picture of that absolute worst condition. Let me read it. And I'm going to Revelation chapter 18. I've read it before. So now, let me read it again. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and of iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves. The people of the Lord, the black people, found themselves in the absolute worst. They found themselves in slavery. In slavery to the Gentiles. Black people found themselves in the pit. They found themselves in a state of torment and misery. They found themselves in hell. Now, hell is any place or state of torment or misery. In the pit here is a euphemism for hell, a very deplorable condition. So, the Gentiles' deep-seated animosity and hate directed against the Lord and his people led them, the Gentiles, to, one, conspire to rebel against the words concerning the Lord, two, to conspire against the Lord and his people, three, to conspire to make war against the Lord and his people, overcome them and kill them, four, to conspire to hold the Lord's people in captivity, and five, to conspire to enslave and make merchandise of the Lord and his people. Six, to conspire to dumb down and keep them, the people of the Lord, in the dark. Seven, to conspire to deceive the Lord's people in giving them a false faith. To conspire to cause the people of the Lord to forget the Lord, their God. All of which conspiracies the Gentiles carried out in full against the Lord and his people out of an abundance of animosity and hate of the Lord. Keep in mind, the AVB record shows that the Gentiles have said, quote, we will not have this man to reign over us, end of quote. The record of the AVB says, and they have said, quote, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, end of quote. And the AVB record shows that the Gentiles have said about the Lord, quote, when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him, end of quote. Now, important to black people is the fact that as the Lord is, so are his people, and how the Gentiles feel about the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart, is how the Gentiles feel about the Lord's people, the black people. The AVB record shows the Gentiles have said in the book of James, quote, we curse men which are made after the similitude of God, end of quote. They curse black people. In other words, they have admitted, we the Gentiles curse those who look like the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Well, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a black man. The Gentiles captured and enslaved black people, those who look like the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Citation there, which I read from Revelation 18, shows black people, the people of the Lord, among things that are bought and sold. The Gentiles traded in black people. They bought and sold the Lord's people, the black people, out of an abundance of animosity and hate. Keep in mind, these things I read come from the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible. These are things, well, let me read this. The Gentiles' curse is played out in our, the black people's, deceit at the hands of the Gentiles. Our captivity at the hands of the Gentiles and our enslavement at the hands of the Gentiles. Keep in mind that the basis of all that I am giving to you is the authority of the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB. It is evident. These are all things which the AVB teaches. I bring to light the things the AVB teaches. Now, that's what I am doing, and that's which I do, is work which the AVB ascribes to God. The Lord Tommy L. Hart does the things the Authorized Version Bible ascribes to the Lord God. Now, back to where I left off. So the curse was played out. The Gentiles achieved their objectives. Black people, the people of the Lord, were swallowed up alive in defeat, captivity, and enslavement. Black people suffered defeat at the hands of the Gentiles. Slavery in the Gentile nations has now been abolished. But what of our captivity at the hands of those, the Gentiles, who enslaved us? What of our captivity? Did our captivity cease to be upon emancipation? Is the ceasing of our captivity implied in our being set free? I have spoken to, or rather, I have spoken of the Gentile defeat of black people. I have spoken of the Gentile enslavement of black people. Now, at this time, I shall speak of the Gentile captivity, which may also be called the Gentile exile. Question: what is the Gentile captivity, which is also called the Gentile exile? Answer: the Gentile captivity refers to the period during which black people were overthrown, uprooted, taken captive, and scattered among the nations by the Gentiles, alias white people. Question: what is captivity? Captivity is the state or period of being held, imprisoned, enslaved, or confined, says dictionary.com. Webster's says of captivity, it is the condition or time of being held captive, imprisonment, bondage. Of bondage, Webster says serfdom or slavery. Two, it says of serfdom, subjection to some force, compulsion, or influence. I will reveal the test of captivity, but first I shall read a part of Isaiah 51:14. It says this: the captive exile hasteneth that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit. Remember, the pit is a reference to the enslavement. It is the absolute worst. So the captive exile hasteneth that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit. And we can also say about that, the absolute worst, along with the absolute worst, there is the captivity of the people, black people. And speaking of the test of captivity, the test comprises four questions. Question number one: are you yet being held? I am speaking to black people. Question number two: are you subject to the power of the Gentiles or influence of the Gentiles in any way? Question number three: are you oppressed by others who do not look like black people or do not look like the Lord, Tommy L. Hart? And question four, are you a subject, a person under the control of another, your enemy, who is anti-black people? Actions speak louder than words. Even today, their actions show that they are still enemies of black people, those who look like the Lord. Of Swift, Webster says, it is any person who is oppressed or without freedom. Oppressed, says Webster's, to keep down by the cruel or unjust use of power or authority, rule harshly, tyrannize over. Captivity, the state or period of being held, this is from Webster's, imprisonment, enslaved or confined. The Gentiles with their devices have hindered black people. They have hindered the work and progress of God. Listen to this. Well, I'll get back to that later. Let me move on. Now, that is with reference to those four questions. That is the test of captivity. I shall share this with you, my people. The Lord himself has taken the test of captivity. Listen to these things. The Lord saw that he is confined. He is confined by the actions of the Gentiles. This is speaking about the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord saw that he is suppressed. He is kept down by the actions of the Gentiles. The Lord saw that he is reduced to subjection. He is under the control of his enemies, the Gentiles. The Lord saw that he is hindered. He is held back by his enemies, the Gentiles, alias white people. The Lord saw that he is oppressed. He is kept down by the cruel and unjust use of his unjust use of authority and power of his enemies, the Gentiles. Let me read that statement again. The Lord saw that he is oppressed. He is kept down by the cruel and unjust use of the power of his enemies, the Gentiles. The Lord saw that he is, according to Webster's dictionary, a serf. He is one who is oppressed. Okay? Now the Lord gives answer to the test of captivity, consisting of those four questions which I read. To the Lord, question four, are you a subject? Are you a person under the control of another? And the Lord answered, yes, I am. Question number three. The Lord is asked, are you oppressed by others who do not look like the Lord, who do not look like you? Let me read that question again. Are you oppressed by others who do not look like you? And the Lord answered, yes, I am. Question number two to the Lord. Are you subject to the power of the Gentiles? Are you subject to the power or authority of the Gentiles? And the Lord answered, yes, I am. And finally, question number one. The Lord has asked, are you being held? And if so, held in what? And the Lord answered, yes, I am being held. I am being held in captivity. The answers of God, the Lord, bespeak the truth. And what is the truth of God? The truth of God is the Lord God is in captivity. The Lord God was born in captivity. The test of captivity is for you, my people, to take in order to see whether you are yet in captivity or whether you are free from the Gentile captivity. I say to you, my people, be honest in your answers. Think about each question before answering, as the Lord has done. Write down the questions and your answers. Let the Lord's questioning and answers serve as an example for you to follow. Do not deceive yourselves, my people. Do not delay taking this test of captivity. If you find that questions 4, 3, and 2 deserve a yes answer from you, then there is only one answer for question number 1. You are in captivity just as the Lord is. Remember these two things. As the Lord, your God, is, black people, so are his people. And two, whatever the Gentiles think and feel about the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, they think and feel the very same about you, the people of the Lord, the people of the living Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. In closing, this is an amazing truth. The Gentile captivity is still an ongoing thing. The Gentile captivity / Gentile exile did not cease upon emancipation. The Lord has shown clearly that though they are related, there is a difference between the Gentile captivity and the Gentile enslavement of black people, the people of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Finding. I, the Lord God, find that the Gentile captivity and the Gentile enslavement of the black people, the Lord's people, are not the same. I find that the Gentile captivity of black people continues to this very hour in the nations of the Gentiles. Now, that statement contradicts the statement of the one called the great emancipator, who has said, and I quote, "And by virtue of the power and for the purpose aforesaid, I order and declare that all persons held as slaves within said designated states and parts of states are and henceforward shall be free," end quote. Yes, the statement the Lord has made and the quotation are conflicting. I must ask, how would Lincoln have defined freedom or free? I shall continue with this at the next time. Join me at Twitter, hashtag Tommy L. Hart, and visit Lawmaster Archives. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Join me next time when the judgment continues.